86 Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A growing energy deficit amid rising demand from households and industries irks ZESCO. Former Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali jailed for 1 year, 11 months with hard labor for corrupt practices. In international news, Senegal reports 17 deaths in rare Rift Valley fever outbreak. And in sports, fans to help clubs manage increased referees' allowances.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. ZESCO Limited has raised concerns over the country's growing energy deficit amid rising demand from households and industries. Speaking during a tour of the 16-megawatt power plant in Ndola today, ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Mube revealed that more than 400,000 homes have been connected to the national grid since January 2022, creating an additional demand of about 350 megawatts. Mr. Ngube noted that to meet this demand, the country would need to establish at least 223 new power stations, underscoring the urgent need to expand generation capacity. He stressed the importance of private sector participation in bridging the gap, the energy gap, saying government's role should focus on providing policy support and timely approval to facilitate investments. Mr. Ngube further appealed to the government to classify vandalism of solar systems and ZESCO equipment as economic crimes, arguing that such acts undermine national development. His remarks come in the wake of President Hakainde Hichilema's recent call to categorize the theft of medicines and medical equipment as economic crimes. ZESCO has reaffirmed its commitment to working with private partners to improve power generation and ensure a reliable energy supply to support Zambia's growing economy.
January to date, ZESCO has connected over 400,000 homes to the grid, estimated to be about 350 megawatts. That means that our power stations at its stage, which is 120, three of them needed to have been built in that time for us to meet the demand. There are mines that were dormant that are now opening. That requires energy. You go to MFES today, you will see how many factories are opening and running, and all of them looking for energy. Now, without a growth on the supply side, just growing the demand will cripple the system. Now, in order for us to accelerate the achievement of energy sufficiency, reliability, and even surplus, it is very important that we cooperate as ZESCO with the private sector.
Government has approved a series of important measures aimed at strengthening economic growth, enhancing agricultural development, and positioning the country as a regional hub for innovation and trade. Among the key decisions, Cabinet has approved the Animal Identification and Traceability Cattle Regulations of 2025, a move expected to boost Zambia's beef export potential. The new legislation replaces the 2010 Act and establishes a comprehensive framework for tracking livestock, issuing identification certificates, and managing a national database for traceability. In another development, Cabinet has also approved the Civil Aviation Authority Amendment Bill 2025 and the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill 2025. These bills aim to align Zambia's aviation framework with international safety and security standards under the Chicago Convention and the International Civil Aviation Organization, ensuring safe and efficient air transport services across the country. Further, Cabinet has approved the issuance of statutory instruments for the Social Workers Association of Zambia Regulations and Disciplinary Rules of 2024. These instruments are designed to promote professionalism, accountability, and ethical standards among social workers while aligning Zambia's practices with international norms. On the economic front, Zambia is set to host two major continental events in November 2025, the Poultry Futures Forum on the 25th and 26th, and 18th Africa Leather Value Chain Forum from the 24th to the 28th. The conferences are expected to attract policymakers, investors, and experts from across Africa, aimed at fostering collaboration, unlocking investment potential, and driving sustainable industrial growth. Government says the forums will not only advance the goals of the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Program, but also reaffirm Zambia's role as a regional center for excellence in agriculture and manufacturing. In another development, the Economic and Financial Crimes FIC Court in Solwezi has sentenced former Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali to 1 year and 11 months imprisonment with hard labor for corrupt practices. Principal Resident Magistrate Kasonga Mulilo convicted Musumali on two counts of abuse of authority of office and one count of willful failure to follow guidelines, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Musumali, 49, was arrested by the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in 2023 and initially faced 16 counts, later reduced to 3 due to duplicity. He was found to have authorized 98,263 kwacha 14 ngwe in irregular payments for vehicle repairs and servicing and used company fuel for his personal Toyota Hilux without board approval. Musumali also failed to follow procurement procedures in awarding a security contract to Armed Safety Security Company Limited. He received 12 months, 8 months and 3 months on respective counts to run concurrently from the 7th of October 2025. The ACC reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring accountability and integrity in the public service. The Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, has commended government for launching 5 groundbreaking policy documents aimed at transforming the country's child justice system. Speaking in Kawe, PFF Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba said the initiative positions Zambia as a regional and global leader in promoting children's rights and restorative justice. Mr. Mayamba noted that the new policies mark a major step toward protecting vulnerable children and align with global frameworks such as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Children, of the Child rather, the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, and the Sustainable Development Goals, particularly Goal 16, which focuses on peace, justice and strong institutions. The reforms are developed through a multi-sectoral collaboration involving the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, the Judiciary, the National Prosecution Authority and the Zambia Police Service. The policy documents include the National Diversion Framework, the Revised National Child Justice Strategy and Action Plan 2022 to 2026, the Prosecutor's Handbook on Sexual Violence, a second edition, the Zambia Police Guidelines on Handling Children in the Criminal Justice System, and the Prosecutor's Guidelines on the Management of Children in the Criminal Justice System. Mr. Mayamba further commended the inclusion of measures addressing online sexual abuse and emerging threat to children globally, saying Zambia's comprehensive approach offers a model for other nations seeking to modernize their justice systems. He also acknowledged a key role played by UNICEF and other development partners in supporting the reforms and reaffirmed PFF's commitment to working with government, international agencies and civil society to ensure effective implementation. In international news, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it is concerned about the rapid rise in the number of displaced people in northern Mozambique. Since the start of the year, violence in the southern African country has displaced 100,000 people, the agency says, as conflict in the Cabo Delgado province enters its 9th year. Since 2017, more than 1.3 million people have been forced to flee the area due to ongoing Islamist insurgency. At the end of September, nearly 22,000 people were displaced in a single week, the largest recorded displacement this year. All 17 districts of Cabo Delgado are affected. Simultaneous attacks across the province have sown fear across the province with reports of killings, abductions and sexual violence. There are also reports of children being forcibly recruited by armed groups operating in the area. The deterioration of the security and humanitarian situation is taking place amid massive budget cuts. A $352 million appeal launched by UNHCR has received less than a fifth of its target. The agency is calling on the international community to renew its support for Mozambique. Still in international news, Senegal's health